Blog Talk Radio.
Did you know there's a secret place to expand your mind? A place to escape the same old negative news? Welcome to Colombo Chronicles Live with Rose Colombo, award-winning author, cable TV and radio host, poet, and advocate for justice. Rose has been seen and heard on local and national TV and radio. She's consulted with victims of injustice for more than 20 years. Her articles have been published in major and local newspapers and magazines. Listen live as Rose Colombo welcomes prominent authors and experts to her podcast every Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. Pacific Time at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles. You can call in and ask questions at 646-564-9742. Follow Rose Colombo every Wednesday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. on Colombo Chronicles Live at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles.
Colombo Chronicles Live. Colombo is on their trail. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.
Hi, world, and wake up, America. Wake up, people around the world. You're tuned into The Rose, Rose Colombo right here at Colombo Chronicles Live. And today, we'll be discussing the impeachment inquiry filed by Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, for many years, 3 decades, and also Adam Schiff. They are representatives of California, along with Senator Feinstein, Congresswoman Waters, Maxine Waters, and Kamala Harris. And California is in the red. Nancy Pelosi's nephew is the governor, and California is gone from the number one golden state into financial debt in the red. We've become a sanctuary state. We have illegals coming in out of our state. And that's because these Democrats who are anti-Trump are intentionally allowing this to happen in the state of California. And the American people who were born in this country and have lived in California most of their lives or all of their lives are witnessing homelessness and tent cities with rats and needles and illegals and diseases spreading like typhus. And we're also seeing property values go down because of these sanctuary cities. We're seeing the cost of living rising, and gasoline is nearly at $5 a gallon. The rent is rising, mortgages are rising, housing values are going down, businesses are losing business, and because San Francisco was the number one golden city, the Golden Gate City, where people came from around the world, especially big corporations, and tourism is big, is now diminishing. People are just turning around and going back home because these Democrats who represent California, there are 46 and only about 7 Republicans, have managed to turn California into the number one impoverished state in the nation. That's what Democrats have done to Detroit and Chicago, St. Louis, Baltimore, San Francisco, parts of Los Angeles, and we could go on and on and on, Portland, Seattle, cities in Oregon. We can go on, and it's all states and cities that are run by the Democrats. So this is a very important topic, impeachment, the impeachment inquiry, because the President of the United States has been bringing jobs back, not only to middle-class America, but also to the inner cities where Black Americans and minorities live as well, and white Americans. But he's brought more jobs back to the Black communities and the minority communities, along with the rest of the nation, by bringing back U.S. companies that were outsourced under the Clinton administration to communist China and third world nations, such as India and the Philippines. And that hurt, in the end, hurt our economy and caused us a loss of manufacturing jobs. And that definitely hurt our economy. So President Trump is loved by the American people. And the impeachment inquiry is totally, 100% partisan. And only the Democrats in Congress, except for two, are anti-Trump and voted for the impeachment inquiry and resolution. And it's my understanding they will be holding hearings on the impeachment next week. So we are at a point in America where the left has gone so extreme to the left that they are promoting socialism, communism, the Muslim Brotherhood Care Organization, and the stated and written strategic goal of the Muslim Brotherhood is to invade, infiltrate, overpopulate, and dominate nations until they dominate all of Western civilization. And their goal is to dominate the world, which is the same goal as communism. Communist China seeks to be the superpower of the world. And George Soros, who funds most of the major Democrats in office, has stated on video that his goal is to turn America from a superpower and the economy and devalue the dollar, the U.S. dollar, and make communist China the superpower of the world. And he's done a lot of damage to America and to Europe using his billions of dollars. And so it's difficult to understand, since he's been banned from 13 countries, according to the news, why he hasn't been banned from the United States of America, since he is anti-American. So we're going to discuss the impeachment inquiry today with our really special guest. And he is an attorney, and he's also the author of Obamascare. And you can find his book at Amazon.com, Obamascare. That's right, S-C-A-R-E. I love the title. And Philip J. Berg has an extensive background in the Department of Justice and in the as a prosecutor as well. So we're going to ask him a little more to explain his background and also why he filed the first eligibility lawsuit in the United States of America, period, naming Obama as being ineligible as to be the president of the United States way back in 2008 and 2009. So we'll talk a little bit about that as well. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with our very special guest, attorney Philip J. Berg. So don't touch that dial.
Listening is an art that humans are losing to the world of robots. Robots don't have any tone or human feelings. The addiction to communicate by texting isn't going away. People are feeling isolated, lonely, frustrated. People need people willing to listen to them. Can you imagine getting a text message that read, "You're fired," or "Hi, would you marry me?" It is happening. Columbo Chronicles is the option and the answer to human communication. Columbo Chronicles provides email access to your ideas and issues. Take advantage of this opportunity now. Go to ColumboChronicles.com. Click on subscribe today. Columbo is spelled C-O-L-O-M-B-O Chronicles. Fill out the form, submit it, bookmark and subscribe today. Remember the name, ColumboChronicles.com.
Howdy, folks. Just stopped in by my favorite restaurant, the Horseshoe Cafe. I highly recommend the home-cooked hot meals and piping hot coffee. In fact, it reminds me of my mom's home cooking when I was growing up. The customer service is excellent. Be sure to save room for the world's best desserts. Make sure you try a slice of fresh homemade pie. The Horseshoe Cafe is located at 154 East 4th Street in the heart of Benson, Arizona. The Horseshoe Cafe is right outside of Tombstone, Sierra Vista, and Tucson. Sometimes Patty and Mike stop by to welcome you. The staff at the Horseshoe Cafe looks forward to seeing you. Stop by to eat or relax. Cool down in the desert with a cold beer or your favorite cocktail. That's the Horseshoe Cafe. Oh, and don't tell anyone I told you, but some people think it's haunted. One thing is for sure. Be sure to bring your appetite.
Colombo Chronicles Live. Colombo is on their trail. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.
That's right. Listen up, because we're about to enter into the world of authors and experts, and we have a very prominent guest today who is an expert on everything to do with the legal system, and he happens to be a registered Democrat, so it makes him even more credible as to why he filed the lawsuit against the eligibility of former President Barack Hussein Obama, a.k.a. Barry Sotoro. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to talk about his book, Obama Scare. And we welcome everyone from around the world who's listening. We thank you for tuning in and listening to Colombo Chronicles every Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. with prominent guests from around the world who share their expertise, their books, or both. And so let's just get started, and we'll say hello to Philip J. Berg, Esquire.
Hey, it's my Philip, pleasure how to be on with you.
Oh, I thank you. It's a... Hello?
Are we hooked up together?
Yeah, I think so. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, I can
Alrighty.
Hear you well. Can you hear me?
Yeah. And I was telling our audience that you wrote the book, Obama Scare, and since it's we were right there at the Halloween season on October 31st when Nancy Pelosi called for a vote on the impeachment inquiry. So that was an interesting date, because many people have actually alleged that Hillary Clinton is a member of a woman's coven of witches. So the whole thing was kind of intriguing to me and entertaining at the same time. So, Philip, why don't you give us a little bit about your background as a prosecutor and in the Department of Justice as a private lawyer as well, and why you even wrote the book, Obama Scare?
Okay, first off, we've reissued the book under a new name, called Obama Exposed, and it's available on Amazon and other places, Obama Exposed, because not only is it a scare, it's really exposed Obama for the, and this is what I've said since 2008, he's a fraud, he's a liar, he's a phony, and an imposter. going back, Obama was born in Kenya. This is all nonsense that he was born in Hawaii. He was not eligible to be president. He never was, never will be. He's always been a fraud. Just give you one highlight on that point. In 1961, when he was born, we all agree to that, supposedly he was born in Hawaii. Well, his stepsister gave two separate interviews. In both interviews, she stated that he was born in two different hospitals in Hawaii. Now, if that's not a major mistake, I don't know what is. Also, think about this, and I'm not a racist. As soon as I say this, everyone's going to say I'm a racist. In 1961, like my best next-door neighbor for the last 20 years was a wonderful black couple. I'd rather take people for what they are, what they look like, what they act at. I mean, not look like, you know, how they act and how they respond. And these were wonderful neighbors. I've since moved since then. But also, let's think about it. 1961, Obama, a black baby born in Hawaii, supposedly. Since that time, with all the commotion, with the law of the lawsuits, with everything else going on, not one individual from either one of these hospitals has come forth and said, yeah, I know he was born here. And I'm talking about doctor, nurses, technicians, even janitors. Someone would have come forth and said, oh, yeah, I saw him born here. None of them did it. And it's just nothing supports him. The media has protected him, as the media is today protecting all Democrats. I mean, it's nonsense when, like, Adam Schiff, I'll jump around, Adam Schiff comes out and says something, and the media says, oh, yeah, he's correct. And then the truth comes out and shows he's full of a word I can't say on the air. But, you know, Schiff should be in prison along with Obama and Hillary and many others. I mean, there's real treason that's been going on in this country. And what do they go after? They're going after Trump. For BS. I mean, the whole Russian thing was nonsense. The only one dealing with Russia was Hillary. But let's get a little background on myself. I ran for governor of Pennsylvania as a Democrat. I'm appalled at the Democrats now. I ran in 1990, and I ran for the U.S. Senate as a Democrat in 2000. I'm a former Deputy Attorney General of Pennsylvania for 8 years. And then I was in private practice, and I've always taken on what I think are wrongs in this country from way back, from high school, from college. I've always fought things that other people haven't done. Many people think about it, and that's why I like Trump so much today, because Trump does what many of us are thinking about but afraid to say. And he just comes right out and says it. So with that background, what happened in I was a supporter of Hillary Clinton. And then someone came and contacted me back in 2008, I guess. And they started talking about Hillary, how she involved in various nonsense. And then when 2000 Obama came forth, someone contacted me and said, you know, Obama's a fraud. I said, well, I know that. They said, no. Not only that, he's a real fraud. I mean, there's definitely documentation. They gave me more information regarding the fact that he definitely wasn't born in Hawaii, some of the things I mentioned to you earlier, and that he was born in Kenya, and therefore he was and is at that time ineligible to be president of the United States. So I said, well, send me some documentation. So they sent me enough documentation that convinced me that they were correct, that I was correct. He's a complete fraud. So I filed the first lawsuit against Obama before he was even nominated to be president in wherever it was. And before he was nominated, I had Obama serve, and I had the Democratic National Committee serve, and they both just did not respond. They went along and nominated. I assumed wrong that the Democratic National Committee would call Obama and say, what about these allegations? But I was wrong because Obama and the DNC were in bed together. And I found out that like 30, 40 days later, when they filed their response, indicating the response was a joint response by Obama and the Democratic National Committee. So at that point, I knew it was all baloney, all fraud, as the Democrats have been doing for the last number of years with Obama, with Hillary, and now with everything against Trump. They're doing everything. The Democratic National Committee, the Democratic Party, which I used to be a proud member of, which I told you I'm appalled at, and I stay only there so it gives me more credibility criticizing them, is out to destroy this country. If you listen to what they're doing, they're trying to, and they're backed by George Soros with all his money, and the only thing they want to do is destroy this country. And the American people better wake up. because if they succeed, our children, our grandchildren will not have the great United States of America that we all enjoyed. They're taking away rights. They're questioning the First Amendment now. They're questioning the Second Amendment. And if we look at history around the world, every time countries have taken the guns away, the next step is they take all of your rights away. And I don't want a bloodbath in this country. Some people say it's leading to that. I hope not. I hope we can wake up, get some of these people out of office, put forth a togetherness, and we can do it. See, the world has changed. You know, back when I ran, I had to mail out things and do things, stuff like that. Today, with the Internet, you can get people together minutes or hours or at least days. And the Trump does it. His rallies are amazing. He packs stadiums and arenas, and he has the people waiting outside. But the Republicans haven't learned as much as the Democrats. With the Democrats, they call for a demonstration. All of a sudden, you have demonstrations in 30 cities or 50 cities, which never happened before. So the Republicans, or just individuals together, we must wake up and oppose a lot of this nonsense that's going on. A lot of these people really, and I'm talking from Obama to Hillary and other top people, should be arrested and tried for treason. What they're doing is treason. They claim that Trump has committed treasonous acts. Not so. But if you'd open your eyes and think, Obama has. Now it's looking back that a lot of things, people are starting to bail out on Obama because some of the top Democrats are now criticizing Obama. So some of the Democrats, at one time, one of the debates, they were jumping down Obama's throat. But Obama, with the people around him, and it's his people that have created all this down stuff on Trump, if you think about it, he has...
Well, he also migrated all of these radicals into our country who are now in Congress. They call them the Squad, who have done nothing but call him a MF, a racist, a Nazi, a criminal. I mean, these people should be removed from Congress. That is unprofessional, and they're sympathizing with the terrorists, and they bash our military, our border patrol, our ICE, our secure borders. I mean, these people are not representing America, and they definitely do not like Israel or Netanyahu or the Jews, and yet they want to go over there. I mean, this is a very, very dangerous because they're linked to the Muslim Brotherhood CARE, whose stated and written strategic goal is to wipe out all of Western civilization and dominate America, Europe, and all of Western civilization. So you have these radicals, you deep-seated, like Trump said in the beginning, you're not going to change their minds.
Oh, you're so correct. And they're so against this country. I hope that they're voted out in the various districts they're in. But it's people like George Soros, who's a billionaire, who keeps funding these people. And it's really a disgrace. And you're right.
You know, George Soros has been banned from 13 countries, I read. But why isn't he banned from the USA is what I don't understand. And why is he allowed to open up a number of myriad of nonprofit organizations that are anti-American, anti-Trump, anti-conservative, anti-Republican, anti-Constitution?
And anti-Israel. And I believe Soros is, I'm appalled. I think I also believe he's Jewish, which shocks me more. How any Jewish person in this country could vote for Democrats after what they've been doing is shocking to me. And it just shows that they're not thinking. You know, I grew up as a Democrat. And so many people grew up as Democrats, so they just say, oh, I'm a Democrat, I'll vote Democrat. So many people don't think twice. But if you think at the change philosophy of the Democratic Party, wake up, the Republicans should take everything in this country. Because the Democrats are out to make us not the constitutional republic that we are. They're out to turn us into like a Muslim country. And the Muslims have even said that. And Obama has supported the Muslims, and he even said that. And he likes
Obama,
to call the war.
Obama secretly migrated 70,000 Somalians, radicals, non-vetted, to bypass TSA, bypass Border Patrol, bypass ICE inspections, which you know are required by law to enter our country, bypass the ports of entry, and he and Hillary used our tax dollars secretly to fly them in and go through the U.S. refugee agencies and gave them a financial incentive, according to the whistleblowers who worked there, and to not vet them, just to push them through as fast as possible before the money ran out in September of 2018.
Isn't that a disgrace? And how about,
yes,
you know, the American public maybe doesn't know that, and they don't know it, but how about during Obama's administration, he had trainloads of young people, of children, coming up through Mexico, hanging off of trains, on top of trains, coming into this country, and no one was doing anything about it. The Democrats have fought the construction of a border wall, which we all know a border wall has really helped decrease the number of people coming across the country. I forget one news person, you'll probably remember, he said, look, I'm standing here at the border wall and no one's crossing. Oh, idiot, they're not crossing because there's a border wall there. I mean, some of these reporters are like, smack, you know what? I'm trying to keep my voice clean on this air. But the thing is that Obama, the latest thing is that Hillary is supposed to be involved with the with children, taking away children's rights and abusing children. And I went further on that. I think Obama's involved, too, on it if they ever get to it. You need a prosecutor to really after. I heard about parties supposedly at the White House involving minor children that were being abused.
Yeah, pizza parties.
Yes. And, right, the pizza parties. You're right. But the media won't do it because, you know, it's like everything the Democrats do is wonderful. You know, now remember,
well, it's also because so many people are fearful of dropping dead. I mean, how many people linked to them are dead? I mean, 49-year-old handler who helped her with her seizures is dead now. I mean, it goes on and on and on.
And how
it
about
could
the
be
list
a deadly
of people,
job.
how about the people associated with Obama who are dead?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
people fear them.
It's true. And I was told, I was worried about being knocked off, you know, by some of these people. But they said the reason that I was supposedly safe was that if something happened to me, my book on Obama Scare and now Obama Exposed would become a top seller because it would expose the reason they went after me. So I'm glad that I'm safe. But also I'm about to file an action against Facebook because I know that they did something to block my book. And the reason I can tell you that is in 2008, my son called me up and he said, Dad, your website's doing great. And I said, I know. He said, no, you have no idea. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, your website is now number 7 in the world. Not in the United States, but in the world. And then when my book came out, sales are not much. So I know I can't take the word for a second. They have blocked my book. So I'm ready to go after them.
Oh, they suppressed my book, too. Fight Back Legal Abuse. Don't feel alone. They did the same thing to me. And then I accidentally came across a Facebook. I was going to try and find to send them a message because they kept suspending me this year, like half of the year, 50% of the time. And I found this document on their website that said, exclude all likes for Rose Colombo in the USA.
Yeah, okay.
I have it. I printed it out.
Well, send it to me because I'd like to have that. I'm sure they did it to me. But again, I have a good example. If my website was 7 in the world when the book came out, it should have been a high seller. So,
oh, yeah.
They're against the Facebook and others. Are against the Republicans who we don't want anything special. We just want you to honor what our forefathers gave us in this country and with free speech and the right to bear arms and other things. And, it's just absurd what the Democrats are doing with their open...
Well, you're a lawyer. I mean, come on. The Constitution says Congress is not to infringe upon our Second Amendment, and that's exactly what they're doing. It says that they are to secure the borders. They refuse to secure the borders. They say we are to vet illegals. We're to vet anyone who walks into this country that isn't a citizen. They refuse to do that. But then they send us, Phil, to the TSA naked x-ray to be radiated, and radiation has direct adverse effects on your body that can cause cancer, aging, cataracts, sterility, which Hitler used during World War II. And then they pat us down. I mean, they even patted my hair down. I'm just, after going through all that, twice that's happened to me, and I've seen it with other people, Americans, and I see foreigners walking right through without even being patted down or anything. They're just like, good afternoon, come on through, you know, or else they just allow them to walk across our borders. So why are we getting radiated when these people who don't live in this country and aren't citizens walk across our border without being radiated, patted down, and searched? I want to know that.
Ridiculous. But how about, listen, everyone in this country and around the world, if you want to come to California, come in as an immigrant, and they'll give you driver's license, they'll give you food, they'll give you housing, they'll give you free college.
They'll give you a lawyer, taxpayer-funded lawyer.
Right, but yet people, American citizens, are sleeping on the streets in San Francisco and Los Angeles, and it's a disgrace.
Because Pelosi, Harris, Schiff, Feinstein, and Harris, she's off dancing all over the internet, which is a great aerobics dancer, Harris. She should do that for a living. She looks great. And we've got these people who are worried about them and their sons becoming wealthy through Ukrainian oil and gas companies, and their families dealing with China and the Ukraine and Russia, and they're all wealthy. They created family dynasties on our time and dime.
What
do you think about that?
Are you telling me that someone like Hunter Biden is okay in what he did? I mean, give me a break over there. They're talking about Trump putting pressure on. What about Joe Biden when he said, oh, I'm so proud. I was there and told you, Ukraine, I'm leaving here in 6 hours. If you don't fire that prosecutor, I'm taking billions of dollars away from you, or I'm not giving it to you. And they said, well, you're not the president. And he said, well, call the president. I mean, if that's not a quid pro quo, and if that doesn't put Joe Biden in jail and under investigation, and Hunter Biden, and I regret to say this because I used to like Joe Biden. You know, I know Joe Biden. He knows me. I remember driving him to a function in Philadelphia from the airport. But I'm appalled at what's going on. It's absolutely a disgrace. They get up there and lie, and the media disregards it. And they go, oh, Trump, look, we spent, what, 2.5 years, Trump, on this Russian thing. The only one involved in Russia was Hillary. The investigation, I'm hoping that the new attorney general brings back indictments against these people. Clapper and Hillary and others should be in jail. They should be arrested, tried, convicted, and put incarcerated. Or for treason. Treason comes up, really, that if you committed treason, it should be death to you. I mean, we cannot allow what has taken place in the last 8-10 years to continue.
No, because when you're Secretary of State and you're using your position to secretly make deals with for millions of dollars to be donated into the Clinton Foundation by Qatar, Saudi, and Russia and the Ukraine, or wherever they're getting their millions and millions of dollars, on America's taxpayer time and dime, and then the top secret sensitive emails go missing, and then we have the FBI saying, oh, we can excuse her because she didn't know what she was doing. She's Secretary of State. She doesn't know what she's doing.
They said she didn't have the intent. When Comey came out, he said, well,
you don't need intent for gross negligence.
Oh, yeah. But when Comey came out with a whole list of what Hillary did wrong, then at the end he said there was no intent, so we're not prosecuting. First of all, under all many of the statutes she violated, intent was not necessary. So that was
right.
All baloney. And if you took 33,000 emails and destroyed them, and if you took your phones and put hammers to them, you and I, we'd be in prison by now. So it's a disgrace what went on. How about that meeting on the tarmac in Phoenix or Tucson, Arizona, between Clinton and the Attorney General? That just That just occurred by accident. And for what, 30 or 40 minutes, they just talked about his grandchildren. Give me a break.
And I mean, selling 20% of our uranium to Russia, and then the money goes to the Clinton Foundation when the taxpayers pay for that uranium, and that uranium belongs to the taxpayers, so should the money that she received be refunded back to the taxpayers, even though it should have never been sold to them in the first place? But how did it end up in their foundation since it was taxpayer funded?
Well, that is treason. That is treason, and she should be maybe even hung for that. But aside from that, I mean, the Trump Foundation, a prime example how it was the State Department for sale is the fact that once she was out of office, the foundation went out of business. You never heard another thing about that. Well, what happened to all that money? It's in Hillary and Bill Clinton's pockets, and this has to be, hopefully the new Attorney General is investigating all that, because the foundation should be continuing today. But it's not continuing because there's nothing to provide to anybody. And where did all the money go? Was it, where was it? Not Haiti. Next to the Dominican Republic. I think it was Haiti. All the
Haiti,
Haiti's.
I remember Clinton begging people around the world to send cash, that was his words, and we'll make sure that the Haiti government gets it for medical supplies, clean water, and food. And they didn't get anything.
No, number one, they didn't get anything. And there's all kinds of, like, where did all that money go?
And I thought the reason I remember that so clearly is because he said send cash, and we've all been, you know, brainwashed, never send cash in the mail. So I was like, send cash? Why? Because you can't track cash. And then the cash that Obama dumped on the Iranian imam's feet in the middle of the night. I mean, where are they getting all this cash?
Yeah, what was that? That was, $1.5 billion in cash? And the only reason we knew about that, and the only reason we knew about the meeting in with the Attorney General and Clinton in Arizona is because a photographer happened to be on the tarmac and happened to be out there in Iran. Otherwise, we wouldn't have known about these things. And you're right. Where did they get all this cash? And it was never explained. You know, I mean, it's just. America, seriously, I know you're interested.
Well, look at, they're ruining our country. They're destroying our country.
That's why I'm saying to people around the world, tell your friends and the people here in the United States, tell your friends here in the United States to wake up. They know, we know they love football right now. We know basketball is about to start. Hockey's underway. The baseball season just ended. I mean, we know you like your sports. We know you like your holidays, Halloween, and now Thanksgiving and Christmas. But open up your eyes to what's happening with your individual rights being taken away and destroyed by the Democrats. And they want your take away First Amendment. They say that's not correct anymore. They want to take away your Second Amendment. I mean, they want to take away your right.
They want to take children's gender away.
Everything.
And they're killing babies at birth and after birth. This is not America anymore. This is very scary. Like your name of the first time you named it, Obama Scare. This is America Scare.
Right, and it's like what took place back in Germany. You know, they take away your guns, and then you have no rights. You know, all of a sudden they start something. In the United States, there will be a fight if the Democrats try to take away guns, and it's if you look back in history, it doesn't work. When they take away your guns, you're done. It's when you go to like Bernie Sanders and what's her name, and want conservatives, not conservatives. They want
socialism.
I can't think of it. They want right. I'm sorry, just drawing a blank. They want socialism. Socialism has never, ever worked. I mean, it doesn't work. They take away your money. They give you. They're standing in line in countries with socialism. They take away everything. It doesn't work. What we have in this country is the best ever, and you got people like Hillary and Obama and Soros and others taking away, eating away. Soros keeps putting in prosecutors. They just had one last night. I forget what state elected, but I live right outside of Philadelphia. The new prosecutor in Philadelphia, who was backed by Soros, he's a disgrace. He's letting people out of prison. Other case coming up, he's not prosecuting them. The criminals are on the street. The death rate's rising. I mean, wake up.
Well, it's a communist KGB type of movement, I mean, because he grew up with the communists, Soros did, so he knows the whole plan of how to do it. The Muslim Brotherhood was linked to the communists and Hitler. There's a lot of pictures with them together. And so it's like a KGB slowly taking away your rights, but you don't really notice it because they try to make it as if it's beneficial to the people and they're trying to protect the people. But in fact, they are killing natural-born Americans by the millions, and they're needed in order to preserve this nation. If we don't have natural-born Americans, we don't have America. We have a foreign nation of foreign ideologies, foreign babble, which is already happening. They just elected a Middle East lady into city council. She refuses to speak English. She's speaking in her foreign language in our country to the people. I don't understand that at all. That makes no sense since English is the priority. So we're bowing down to all these foreigners and to their demands, and they're not going to assimilate. Well, assimilation to be a U.S. citizen is required by law. You must assimilate. So what are you doing here? You can't be a citizen if you're not assimilated and pledge your allegiance to the U.S. flag, not to your foreign flags, but to the U.S. flag. So why do we have all these people that don't want to be Americans in our country? Really bothers me. I see it as a very big danger to our freedom and our Constitution.
I was going to ask you,
though, here we got Pelosi and son, Kerry and son, Biden and son, and their son sitting on the board of directors of oil companies in the Ukraine, and we didn't know about it, and they didn't disclose it before these impeachment inquiries. They never disclosed it to the public that they're making their families wealthy with their influence, it appears to me, by their positions. And their staffers traveling to and forth, shift staffers, Biden staffers, on taxpayers' time and dime. How could this impeachment possibly appear to be bipartisan, fair, just, with equality and due process for the President of the United States when they have all these skeletons in their closet they did not disclose to America?
Right. And what they're doing is they're having these secret depositions and stuff, and then they're releasing excerpts. But if you read the whole thing, it's not true what they're saying. I mean, you can excerpt three words out of
anything.
What I'm saying here, and make it completely different, it's wrong. And wake up, America. The Democratic Party, the Democrats in this country, led by Schumer and Pelosi, they're out to take away your rights. They're out to destroy you. And they're millionaires. You know, they talk about no wall, but most of these top government officials, they have walls around their home. Obama has two properties, walls around them. Why do they have walls around? But we can't have the wall in Mexico. But Trump put his foot down. He threatened Mexico, and now they're helping out because now they've put thousands of their soldiers on the southern border because they knew that if they didn't do it, Trump was to do something. The word's out among world leaders that when Trump says something, he means it. And that's why you got to get Trump reelected. You got to get these Democrats out of office. But you got to go back to wake up America. Realize what's going on. Realize how your rights are being taken away. I'm appalled, you know, at what's transpiring in this country because people are too busy. You know, what they do is they put on their local news at 6 o'clock and national news at 6:30, and they hear baloney. They hear
the liberal MSM. And not only that, I mean, I've been on the front lines about almost 30 years, and my first AM/FM radio shows, I would say, I didn't even know why I would be, how I opened them nearly 30 years ago was, wake up, America, is the American dream on the verge of the American nightmare. Little did I know we were.
Right.
I mean,
you were right.
Seriously. I mean, that's kind of like, wow. And so what we have here is we have secret hearings, which is not due process of law. It's not transparency. And we are the taxpayers, and there's nothing top secret or sensitive in those testimonies. So we have a witness, Phil. We're speaking to Philip J. Berg, and Obama Exposed is the name of his book. And you want to get a copy, and you can get it at Amazon.com. He'll tell you a little bit later if there's other places you can get it. But he is a longtime Democrat, still is, but he opposes the new Socialist Democrat Party we're witnessing today. It's not the same American Democrat Party, because my dad was a lifetime Democrat, and in 2012 he said, this is not the same Democrat Party, Rosie. And he says, I'm so ashamed of it, and I'm afraid for America. And, of course, he passed away a couple years ago, which was sad for me that that happened to him, you know. But he did realize what was happening because he's a veteran. He was in the Navy. And so my question to you, our time always goes so fast, is we have these secret hearings. We have them circumventing due process of law. We've witnessed them concealing information from us by putting blackouts in the transcripts and also only giving us excerpts, which doesn't give us the complete truth. And then we have the chairman, Adam Schiff, who's linked to the Ukraine and allegedly linked to a Ukrainian arms dealer, which wasn't disclosed, and fabricating what the president stated on a transcript and then reading into it. And these people are doing everything the opposite of what they swore to do, which an oath must be taken under, well, in all honesty, and it's to uphold the U.S. Constitution. How are these people getting away, Phil, which is one of my major questions, and it would simplify it, if they would prosecute them? How is it that they are getting away with being dishonest and violating due process of law, which is part of their sworn oath, transparency, fairness, justice, equality, against a president of the United States who they hate and have threatened to indict, impeach from day one, and his life's been threatened, his family's been threatened, his supporters are threatened, and how are they getting away with this when they swore, allegedly, in all honesty, to uphold the Constitution when they are denying due process to the President of the United States of America?
It's just a disgrace. How about when several members of Congress, the ones opposed to the United States, are taking their oath of office with their hand on the Quran and not on the Bible? I mean, this is like, and then people, the reason, I'll tell you the reason is, the Democrats become unified and the Republicans are scattered. You still have Republicans against Trump. You have Romney, who's a disgrace. You know, he has support from the president, and then he's backstabbing him every way. He's upset because he was never became president. He's right now, he's horrible. He's like a dog. I mean, he really is. He's and I have nothing against dogs. I mean, I love dogs, but I mean, he's just out of control. And other Republicans, they're in the wings. They're not like Jordan, who stands up for this country. And we need the Republican Party to stand firm before the rights of individuals. And as I said, and what you said when you opened your show, wake up, America. Your rights are being taken away. George Soros, I'm sure there'll be reasons to indict him, but they haven't. I know he tries to stay clean. Our new attorney general, I respect very well, and I hope and pray that he really comes out with needed indictments against those involved that were going against Trump. Because
Well, Phil, I do too, but you know that the Democrats' goal is to remove Trump, Barr, Durham, Kavanaugh, and then possibly, how is this not a huge conflict of interest, as the New York Times just wrote, which shocked me, is how can Pelosi be the Speaker of the House and involved in this impeachment when there's a huge conflict of interest, which means that if they got rid of Pence and Trump, she would be slipped into the Oval Office as President of the United States. How is that not a huge appearance of a coup?
Well, it is, but that's more difficult, I think, to prove than Schiff. I mean, Schiff's definitely involved because she is the Speaker of the House, which is third in line. But it's just with the lies that she has come forth, it's just more difficult to get rid of her than it is Schiff. I mean, Schiff, as you mentioned earlier, excuse me, when he came out with the supposed transcript of that phone call, which was complete lies, because they never thought Trump would release the actual transcript. But when he read that thing, it was after the Trump, I think, had already released it, or at the same time released the actual transcript. And Schiff just came out and blatantly made up his whole thing, and it was constant lies. And he should be out of office right now, definitely, and to allow him continue. But I think the more they continue with this baloney investigation, I think the American people are slowly waking up to it. I just wish the media would give some break here. I mean, I like Fox News, even though they're balanced, they're fair, even though at times they say things lately that aren't completely cricket. But the ABC and NBC and CBS and the New York Times, like you were just shocked about the New York Times. I think the New York Times came out for that for the reason that if they continue to allow these Democrats to pursue what they're doing, they're going to be out of business completely. I mean,
exactly.
Like, you know, I mean, the New York Times used to be respected. It's not. The Washington Post. I mean, these papers someone has to break this nonsense, what's going on. When people just put on the local news and national news, they're shocked, and they believe this stuff because they only have so much time to absorb it. But they have to listen to more shows like yours. They have to read. They have to see what's out there. They have to put on like Fox, and at least Fox gives a balance. But these others don't. And it's some of these other talk show hosts, I mean, if you listen to them, it's like the Democrats are saving the world. The Democrats are destroying our rights. I mean, they're questioning about the – not even the liberals, the leftists. In the Democratic Party, they're helping Trump get reelected. I mean, it's Warren, you know, with her thing, would have come up with 40 to 50 or $60 trillion I mean, our national expenditures are like $4 trillion. And then she comes out and says, and the middle class will not, their taxes will not go up one penny. Nonsense. It goes back to Obama. If you like your doctors, you can keep them. If you like your medical plan, you can keep them. Total lies. I mean, that's all these people are doing. And I'm appalled at them. But America, you got to wake up and start questioning. How can they say this? I mean, they keep saying, well, you'll get free college and you'll get free food and you'll get free cars and free this and free that. Nothing in life is free. Someone's got to pay for it. So if it's free college, now if they're going to take away all the college debts that they want to do right now. Well, how about the people in the last 10, 20 years that have paid their college debts? Are they going to get a rebate also? I mean, you can't give this
yeah,
stuff.
Right.
You can't
even
think about it. You can't give this stuff free. And if you are, you got to go back. You can't afford it. And if it,
well,
you know,
not just that, Phil. Guess what? The government has no money. All the money the government has comes from us, the middle class. We support everything. And all those 30 million people they told to flood our nation illegally, and they let out of jail even after they've committed felons. They let the terrorists out, Obama did. First thing he wanted to do was prosecute George Bush and Cheney and close down Gitmo and release all the terrorists. He had a chance, and he released Al Baghdadi also, according to the news. And Trump should be getting a medal for what he's done to – you know, diminish the dangers of ICE, not just in our country, but they're even in those 57 countries where they're all the same religion. They go and they killing each other. I mean, seriously, they have brought foreign ideology to our country and led these people to believe that they have a right to force this on America. This is a very serious situation for America, along with the cartels and the, Michigan, with the number one jihadist recruitment in the USA, which never happened in our history.
No, it's absurd what's going on. Thank God for Trump right now. He's done more, but people don't know it. I mean, it's the lowest unemployment ever. It's lowest unemployment for blacks, for Latinos. The rates are unreal. He just made, like, the thing with Mexico, at least as Mexico is now guarding their southern border. He threatens people, and they know it. Now, Mexico, I'm still waiting for China to come together. One part of that's supposed to be done very shortly. But how about Congress? Congress hasn't voted. They haven't done anything because they're controlled by Democrats. How about the new trade deal for Canada, United States, and Mexico? They haven't voted on that. They haven't voted on anything. They just keep anything Trump wants, they oppose. I mean, the wall. The wall will stop the illegals coming in. You know, people forget that if you're legally coming to this country and you file, you could be waiting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years to get in here through the legal process. But then they look the other way when the illegals are coming across. And then they say,
well, Obama reentered the nation as an Indonesian national, from what I've researched and reading your book and everything, that he came here as an Indonesian national. So when did he repatriate himself and change his name from Barry Santoro to Barack Hussein Obama?
First off, his name is not Barack Hussein Obama. He never legally changed it to that. I mean, this whole thing is a joke. You know, people sitting in class with him, the same course at Columbia, said they never saw him there. There's a question about his whole record, where he went to school, did he go to school, whatever happened to him. I mean, he's a fraud. Obama's a complete fraud. And how about his wife? She's a fraud also. Remember what she said? Oh, this is the first time I really appreciated the United States of America. She's a fraud. People say she could run and beat Trump. I'd like to see her announce. and I'd like to see how bad she would lose. She's a joke.
Well, even on her last speech, she said this country belongs to the Muslims.
That's what she said. Well, because it's a disgrace. It is an honest disgrace. How about his new home he just bought up in the New York for, I don't know how many millions of dollars.
Martha's
Vineyard. No, not Martha's Vineyard. No, it's on Long Island. Martha's Vineyard is up in New England. I can't think where. But it's the millionaires on Long Island. But and he wasn't going to be like that. You know, I'm just one of you. He's not one of us. I don't know how he ever got elected. His background, they criticize other people's background, Trump's background. Obama was a community organizer. Give me a break. He did nothing. And then when he was in the Senate in Illinois, what did he do? He voted present because he never took positions on anything. And then the positions he took as president, everything he did, in my opinion, from his first trip overseas, he first went on his apology tour to Arab nations. And he didn't stop on Israel on the way back. We've done things wrong in this country, but you don't go as a president apologizing for past actions. And this just showed that he was a disgrace. And everything he did, in my opinion, was to hurt this country. And I'm so glad.
Especially in a country where we had to go free them from Hitler and the Nazi regime and all of Europe.
Right. And Obama comes out, you know, well, I don't know, everything he did, he should never have been president. He's a fraud. He belongs in prison along with Hillary and Clapper and all these other people that have hurt the country. The head of the FBI and the CIA was made a disgrace by way of Obama's top people. He put people in there to really offends all the men and women in the CIA and FBI and other agencies are good Americans. But he put people in there to take away rights that all of us are entitled to, but they're trying to take away. And I hope that the Attorney General goes forth investigating these back things and also indicts them, tries them, gets them arrested, and get them incarcerated. Because
they hold themselves above the law and they exempt themselves from the laws they have mandated for us under Obamacare, and they inserted very dangerous laws inside of that Obamacare that I warned Americans about before it was passed in 2009. And part of my blog that was sent to every congressman, including my own, was read on the floor, and I said it bordered on extortion and it contained death panels. Boy, did I get a lot of slack for that from the general public.
Right, because
who didn't
because
believe
they,
it.
Because they go back and listen to the national media, which is wrong. The national media is a disgrace. We don't have a free press in this country anymore, and it's a disgrace. I mean, the basic freedoms we have and have had for the last couple of hundred years are being taken away by Soros and his crew, and by Obama and his crew, and Hillary and her crew. And Hillary's talking about coming into the race again. Hillary, come on in the race again. We'll really trounce you this time. I mean, she's a joke, but also, I mean, she's a joke, but also, and I used to support this person, but now the things she's saying, and I forget the congressperson she attacked recently, the senator, who she attacked was part of Russia. The only one part of Russia is you and your husband. You know, you did so much for Russia, and then your husband went to Russia.
It's alleged that Russia paid her $145 million or so, and they paid Trump zero.
Right.
Seem like they really cared about Trump.
They paid Bill Clinton an enormous amount to give a speech over there, you know, when she was selling the State Department. I mean, like, again, respond to me, Obama or Hillary, or Hillary or Bill Clinton, how your initiative closed up after she's out of office. Why? Because she had nothing to give them back. And that's a total disgrace. And the Iranian deal, I mean, really, that's treason. She should probably be hung for that one. But so I'm hoping they go back on this, because what's been taking place by the Democratic Party, and I have to, you know, wrap this up soon with you. Wake up, America. See what's going on. Realize what Rose said to you years ago, and I keep saying to you, wake up, America. See what's going on. Take off 15 minutes a day. Check out real news out there, what's really taking place during halftime at the football game, during the breaks at the basketball games or hockey. Take a break and look on and ask for real news, even on your phone. You can get it. Look for it. Realize that you're being snowballed by these people, and they belong in jail. Trump has done nothing wrong. Trump has only done great things to help this country. And just look at his record. Just go on your internet and say, what has Trump accomplished? And someone will give you the answer, and you'll be shocked because you don't hear it on the mainstream media. You don't hear it because we don't have a free press right now, and that's a disgrace. You know, yeah. I want what you want, and what I want is a good country here. I want a country that is based on the principles set out by our forefathers and, I guess, foremothers. You got to include them today, that because I'm sure they spoke with their husbands. We want just what's good for this country and what's been good for the last couple of hundred years, not what's taking place at the present time.
Exactly. And I thank you so much for that. And tell our audience again the name of your book, how they can get you, get the book, and also if, how they can find you online.
Thanks. Well, ObamaCrimes.com is our website. The book is called Obama Exposed. It used to be Obama Scare, but a little reluctant. Obama Exposed really goes to the meat of what he is, of what he has been. As I said, since 2008, he's a fraud, a liar, a phony, and he deserves to be in prison. He's a phony, and he goes along with Hillary. They're hand in hand against what's going on in this country. And it's been my pleasure to be on your show. Hope to be on again. But people, wake up, wake up. Check out during these breaks. Find out what's really going on. Your rights are being affected, and it's a disgrace. And you have to protect your individual rights.
Thank you so much, Philip J. Berg. And we'll talk to you again soon, and I'll definitely have you back on. And God bless you, and stay safe.
Columbo Chronicles, keep it going.
I will. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, Philip J. Berg left the office and the studio, and we're going to say God bless you. God bless America. Wake up, America, because the American dream is on the verge of the American nightmare, and you have a responsibility and a duty to read everything. Listen to all news stations, not just certain news stations. Read all articles. Come to your own conclusions after you've done your own homework. This is a fight for freedom, rights, liberty, the preservation of the United States Constitution, the U.S. flag, our Christian foundation rooted in the Bible and the Ten Commandments. You can see what's happening to the children. They're being taught by, well, you know, if you're looking at the online stories, that these children are, in my opinion, are being abused in public schools in many different ways. And we're being abused by the left. Stand up for your rights. Stand up for freedom. Stand up for liberty, sovereignty, secure borders. That's what they swore to do. Make sure they do it by contacting them at 202-225-3121 and let them know what you want for your country, because you pay them to do a job. And they're staying in office way too long, 2, 3, 4 decades. It's fine if they're upholding the Constitution. If they're not, hey, it's not fine at all, and it shouldn't be with you. God bless you. God bless your families. God bless everyone in the world, and may he put his hand on America and protect the President of the United States as well as the American people. Bye-bye. And stay healthy and be safe.
Rose Colombo is signing off, and she's left the building. Be sure to bookmark and share Colombo Chronicles Live every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. on the West Coast. Or if you're sleepless in the big city, that would be 11 to midnight on the East Coast. Rose Colombo says, remember, you're never alone when you tune in every Wednesday to Colombo Chronicles.